It is good to be back in your midst. This is the third time I have been to Good Shepherd's Christian Church. I reminded Agnes before I came in this morning that I was guest preacher here in May of 1978. Some of you weren't even born then, were you?
咁好開心啦，係今次我第三次嚟到基督士牧堂度講到啦。咁但我其實好多年前已經嚟過呢一座建築物㗎啦，可能你哋都未出世嗰陣。
Agnes was my student in the course Theology of the Human Person, as was Purple Yip. And Agnes is a bright, thoughtful woman possessed of immense affection. Immense affection.
咁啊，我同埋 Purple 咧都係佢嘅學生。
She's not telling the truth yet. It isn't enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the whole truth. A woman possessed of immense affection.
Hello, 佢話係啊，一個好有愛心嘅人。
I want to read two passages this morning. First, from the book of Isaiah, chapter 4, verses 28 to 31.
咁今日嘅经文系记载两段嘅，一段系响以赛亚书第四十章第二十八至三十一节。
Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength.Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And then from Hebrews 12.
另外一个经文是记载在希伯来书第十二章一至二节同埋十二節至到十七節。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame,and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble,and by it many become defiled, that no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For you know that afterward, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. Thanks be to God for these readings from his own
holy word. 都感謝神佢嘅說話。
Christian discipleship is a race, says the unknown author of the book of Hebrews. It's a race of a peculiar sort. In fact, it's a relay race. Some runners have run before us, other runners are going to run after us. Those who have run before us, however, haven't disappeared from the course. Having finished their leg of the race, as it were, they have gathered at the finish line where they can cheer on us who are still running.
咁喺希伯来书个无名作者系咁样讲噶，作为基督嘅门徒系一场赛事，系一个好特别嘅赛事，系一个接力赛。所有嘅参赛者都会喺我哋前面度跑啦，而嗰啲喺我哋前面跑嗰啲，佢哋虽然到咗终点，系唔会喺个赛跑场度消失嘅。佢虽然话跑完咗佢嗰程赛事，但系佢就喺个终点嗰度嚟到向我哋欢呼，睇住我哋而家仍然跑紧嗰啲，去鼓励我哋。
Those who have already finished the race are the great cloud of witnesses of whom the book of Hebrews speaks. The great cloud consists of the dead in Christ who are now exalted with him. We who are running now are surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses. They are encouraging us moment by moment, telling us constantly that any difficulty, all difficulties, can be surmounted and must be surmounted if we are to join them at the finish line.
那些很多的见证人呢，好像云彩这样围绕我们呢，是在希伯来书那里讲到他们是在个终点那里的。那些很多的见证人，他们就是那些在主里面，在主耶稣基督里面死了，但是提升到跟他一起那些。我们这些仍然跑紧的，其实是被这些很多的见证人去围绕住的。他们时时刻刻每一分钟时时都是告诉我们，是啊，很多困难的，很多困难，是但是你要克服这些困难，超越这些障碍，以至去到终点的。
Think of the great cloud. Abel, for instance, he kept running despite lethal harassment from a hostile brother. Joseph, he kept running despite wicked slander against him and repeated attempts to seduce him. Moses, he kept running despite the opposition from neighbors who wouldn't have known God from a gopher. And of course, the person in the great cloud of witnesses is our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews speaks of him as the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. We who are running now are to keep our eye on him above all. He didn't merely run one leg of the relay race. He forged the whole race ahead of us and now summons us to keep on running with our eyes on him.
咁试下谂下呢个好多嘅云彩啊，吓就系、是、例如阿伯啦。虽然佢个对敌视佢个哥哥，时时都去伤害佢，以致致命去杀咗佢啦。亦都有约瑟吓，虽然都好多邪恶嘅毁谤啊，同埋好多次嘅引诱佢，但系佢都仍然系咁样跑嘅。摩西啦，虽然有好多嘅邻居，佢嗰啲邻居唔认识神，以致时时都去敌对神，但系佢都唔会放弃，继续系咁样跑。当然喺呢个云彩里边咧，就系、是、最重要嘅人物就系主耶稣自己啦。希伯来书嗰度都讲过，主耶稣就系为我哋嘅信心系创始成终嘅吓，我哋都系要专心仰望佢，系努力咁样去跑。佢唔單止跑佢自己嗰一程賽事啊，佢其實都係推動緊我哋，係整個信佢嘅人一齊去跑，去呼籲我哋快啲啦，我哋專心仰望佢嚟到去跑我哋呢一程嘅賽事。
We are told not simply to run, but to run with perseverance. Plainly, nothing must be allowed to inhibit or obstruct our perseverance. Then, what is it to run with perseverance?
我哋唔单止系要全心忍耐咁样去跑，而系真系要好有毅力咁样跑吓嘅意思，即是话咧，唔好俾任何嘢去阻止我哋，或者妨碍咗我哋嗰份嘅毅力。咁究竟乜嘢嘢系真系全心忍耐去跑咧
？In the first place, we must keep on running regardless of detractors.
咁第一点咧，就系我哋要专心去跑，唔好理会嗰啲去毁坏我哋名誉啊，或者羞辱我哋嘅人。
My family left Winnipeg in January 1950. 3 months later, the Red River flooded. Soon, the streets of downtown Winnipeg were 5 feet underwater. Note, we're not talking here about 5 feet of water in someone's basement. We're talking about 5 feet of water above the downtown city sidewalk.Southern Manitoba has flooded episodically ever since the receding of the last ice age.
咁我嘅家庭咧，响1990年嘅时候咧，就离开咗温尼伯啦。3个月之后咧，个红河就泛滥啦。其实当时温尼伯嗰啲泛滥嘅河水系5尺咁深噶。咁我唔系讲紧响个地牢嗰度浸5尺水，而系讲紧个路面嗰度有5尺深嘅洪水。
When Mr. Duff Roblin was Premier of Manitoba several decades ago, he legislated the construction of a huge floodway along one side of Winnipeg, a floodway that carries off the overflow from the two rivers, the Red and the Assiniboine, that rise dangerously every spring. The floodway cost $58 million, and for this public expenditure, Mr. Duff Roblin was pilloried in the Manitoba Legislative Assembly. His political opponents ate him alive, as it were, all the while ridiculing his project as Duff's Ditch.
咁其實當時喺Manitoba 咧，即係曼尼帕托嗰個城市嗰個州嗰度咧，南部係自從冰河時代之後咧，都一連串係好多洪水泛濫嘅。喺Manitoba 嗰個總理Mr. Duff Robbins， 佢咧喺好多年前咧已經立法咧，就要建造一個疏導洪水泛濫嘅通道嘅嚇。咁呢個疏導洪水泛濫嘅通道咧，係會幫嗰兩條河係嘅嗰啲洪水係疏導咗，以至唔會影響到個城市啦。但係呢個分洪河道咧，係需要580,000嘅，所以係一個好巨大嘅款項啦。所以佢嘅敵對嘅人咧，時時都會去攻擊佢嘅。
It so happens that Duff's Ditch is going to spare Winnipeg from the flood when next the flood inundates everything around Winnipeg. It so happens that Duff's Ditch has already spared the city of Winnipeg colossal damage on at least 10 occasions. It so happens that Duff's Ditch has already saved the city of Winnipeg billions and billions of dollars.
咁由於呢一個工程係需要咁大嘅公款咧，所以咧佢嗰啲敵對黨時時都去嘲笑佢，喺立法嘅會議裏邊咧，直情好似想生吞佢，去笑佢個工程就話 Duff 嘅坑渠嘅計劃咁樣啦，坑渠 Duff 咁樣。咁咧直至到佢由於呢一個起咗一個引水道嘅工程咧，其實係幫咗温尼柏市避免咗好多場嘅災難嘅。咁所以雖然係好貴嘅，用好多錢嘅工程咧，其實係救咗呢一個城市係過億萬嘅。
Roblin paid a very high price for his perseverance. No matter, he stands vindicated now. In the race of discipleship, to run with perseverance means we are going to keep on running regardless of detractors.
當然呢位總理先生咧，為咗呢個計劃，為咗佢嘅毅力咧，其實係俾咗好高嘅代價嘅。咁當然後來都係佢係清白啦，證明咗佢係啱啦。而我哋呢一場嘅基督門徒嘅賽事裏面，我哋亦都要全心忍耐咁樣去跑，唔好理會嗰啲人係會毀壞我哋名譽啦，會得罪我哋啦，會係羞辱我哋嘅。
In the second place, to run with perseverance means we shall keep on running regardless of distractions. We must run single-mindedly, with a focus, a concentration, a determination that is aware only of the matter at hand. We must run with an intensity that unfailingly announces our steadfastness.
第二點去全心忍耐咁去走咧，就係要唔好俾一啲嘢去屈分心嚇。我哋一定要好專心咁嚟到去走，要好專注，好有決意，唔好俾任何嘢令到我哋分心嚇。我哋係一個好用一個好強烈嘅心智嚇，唔好俾嘢影響得到，係堅定嘅。
I am gripped whenever I see a single-minded intensity that sheds distractions.Recently, I saw Itzhak Perlman, one of the world's finest violinists, playing a pop concert. He was playing the music from the movie Schindler's List. He had already played the music when the soundtrack was made for the film. He was the one who played it for the soundtrack. Now he was playing it again before a live audience.
我時時都俾人哋一啲好強烈嘅專注去吸引得到嚇，特別係最近喺一個好著名嘅演奏小提琴家度，佢喺一個流行音樂會咧，佢就去拉嗰隻歌咧，就係響舒特拉名單嗰隻歌。其實呢一隻歌咧，響拍嗰套電影嘅時候咧，已經錄咗音噶啦，但係今次咧，佢就係現場去表演。
The audience was relaxed, comfortable, cool. Perlman, however, perspiration streamed off him. Playing music associated with the Holocaust plainly strained the Jewish violinist. Still, he matched the strain with his own strenuousness and kept on playing as only Perlman can play, sweat soaked, while concertgoers coolly enjoyed the music.
那些人呢就即係去聽演奏嗰啲人咧，就好舒服咁樣坐咗喺個廳度啦，好清涼咁樣享受。但係呢一個小提琴家咧，就汗流浃背咁樣嚇，因為咧佢彈呢拉一個小提琴嘅歌咧，佢本身係一個猶太人啦，而一個猶太人拉一隻係講緊猶太人點樣被屠殺嘅歌咧，其實係真係好緊張同埋好唔自在嘅。但是他都是全力以赴，他不理会任何东西，很专心地，虽然自己 很热，但是他都继续是这样去做到他最好。
Regardless of what it was costing him, Perlman wasn't going to spare himself, neither was he going to let anything distract him. In his single-minded concentration, he wasn't even aware of would-be distractions.
他不介意付任何代价都要做到他最好，甚至乎根本都没有留意到有一些东西是会令他分心的。
How different it was with a woman in the relay race during a recent Olympic Games. She was running her leg of the race, baton in hand, when a mean-spirited opponent elbowed her in the ribs. Jabbed in pain now and momentarily breathless, she lost it. Angrily, petulantly,Understandably, to be sure, but foolishly nonetheless, she threw her baton at the woman who had fouled her. When she threw her baton, she threw away the race. She disqualified herself. Worse, she disqualified her entire team. Instantly, she grasped what she had done, and she stopped running.
但是同另外一件事件就啱相反了。在最近一個奧林匹克賽，有一個女的運動員就啱相反了。當她跑緊佢嗰程嘅賽事，一個接力賽，就揸住嗰個接力棒嚇。點不知當時有一個好卑鄙嘅對手咧，居然咧就揾個手踭去撞佢個肋骨嚇。咁以致當然係好痛啦嚇，好眨眼之間，連都未有時間吸氣，佢已經輸咗啦嚇。當然咧，係咁樣發生得咁突然，又咁痛，佢係好嬲嚇，依個好正常，係明白得到嘅。但係無論如何，佢嘅做法就係好愚蠢啦，因為咧，佢就將佢手頭嗰個接力棒咧，就掟嗰個女人，即係撞佢嗰個人。當佢一掟出呢個接力棒嘅時候咧，佢其實已經係放棄咗一個賽事啦嚇，因為佢令到自己去唔合規格。而更加弊嘅咧，就係佢令到佢整隊隊員都唔合規格。當佢明白咗之後，佢即刻都停低落嚟啦，跑都冇用啦，佢要停低啦。
In the course of life, we do get fouled, we get jabbed. More than jabbed, we get clobbered. We get victimized in a dozen different ways. The one thing we must never do is allow our manifold victimizations to distract us.We must never allow them to distract us so that we lose our focus, our single-mindedness, our horizon-filling dedication to the task at hand. We must never allow our manifold victimizations to move us into that space where we throw it all away, with the result that the only thing left is to stop running. To run with perseverance is to keep on running regardless of distractions.
在我們的生命的長跑裏面，其實我們很多時候都會有一些不開心的事，或者被人撞傷的，我們會被人擊打，不單止一次，可能很多次，或者很徹底地被擊打，我們很多各方面都可能會受到傷害。但是一樣東西我們是要記住的，我們不要被這些傷害令到我們分心，我們千萬不要被這些東西令到我們失去了我們的中心點，以致到冇辦法底下，我哋係要放棄、停止去再跑啦。
In the third place, to run with perseverance means that we shall keep on running patiently. The race of Christian discipleship isn't a sprint that ends in 9.35 seconds. It's a long race, a lifelong race. We must run patiently.
第二點，全心努力去跑嘅就係唔好俾啲嘢分心啦。咁第三點咧就係我哋要全心努力去跑嘅意思咧，就係要好有耐心咁跑。因為基督徒呢一場賽事咧，唔係9.3秒，而係一個短跑，而係一個長跑嚟嘅。咁係一生人嘅長跑，所以係要好有耐性嘅。
Before the dismantling of the Berlin Wall in 1989, before the dissolution of the Soviet Union, when the USSR was a totalitarian regime, in those days, one of the USSR's military heroes was denounced publicly. Colonel Lev Ofsitcher had been a flyer in the Soviet Air Force during World War II. He had distinguished himself at the Battle of Stalingrad, that great turning point in the war. He was an Air Force hero, and his name and photograph were featured in a book depicting the Battle of Stalingrad and his place in it.
在柏林城墙未被拆除1989年的时候，也都是苏联共和国未解体的时候，当时在苏联是 极权的国家来的。在那些时候的时候，苏联有一个军人的英雄被公开指责。这个上校其实在第二次世界大战的时候是一个空军的飞行员来的。而在一个很重要的战役里面，他有很超卓的表现，以至在那本书是纪念那场战役的，都有他的相和他的名字是登载在那里。
In a subsequent edition of the book, his name and photograph had been removed. His rank, colonel, had been reduced to private, and his Air Force pension had been cancelled. What had he done to bring this on himself? In 1967, he had asked the Soviet government for permission to emigrate to Israel. Permission was denied. Meanwhile, a Baptist Christian had given him a Bible. Ofsitcher had grown up in communist Russia where Bibles were illegal and had grown up thoroughly secularized. In 1977, 10 years later, he was still denied permission to emigrate. For 10 years, he had read the Bible that the Christian missionary had given him, and in those 10 years, he had learned the history of his peoples, that is, the Jewish people's frustrations during the biblical era alone.
但是在后期这本书的修订本里面，他的名字和他的相片都被拿走了，而他上教的军官阶级也都被撤除，成为一个普通的兵士，而他在空军的退休金也都被人家取消了。那究竟他做了什么搞成这样的呢？是在1967年的时候，他就向苏联政府申请他想移民去以色列，他的申请就被拒绝了。而当时候有一个浸会的基督徒就给了他一本圣经了。这个上教他是在一个苏联的共产主义底下成长的，所以他就不认识圣经，当时圣经是不合法的。直至1977年10年之后，他申请这个移民仍然都是被拒绝。但是这10年里面，他就已经看了这本圣经，是这个基督徒的宣教士给他的圣经，而他就明白得到在圣经时代那些犹太人的历史，明白得到他当时犹太人受的挫折。
The KGB, Soviet secret police, told him that if he withdrew his application to emigrate, his Air Force pension would be restored. Ofsitcher told the KGB that if he had to choose between pension and honor, there was no choice. He would never besmirch his honor for the sake of a pension. The KGB told him he might as well give up. You've already waited 10 years, they said. Wrong, replied Ofsitcher. I haven't waited 10 years. I have waited 2,000 years, and I can wait a few more. To run with perseverance is always to run patiently.
KGB 是苏联的特别警察，秘密警察，就告诉他，不如这样吧，你收回你那个申请移民去以色列的，这样你空军那个退休金就可以拿得回的了。但是这个上教告诉个秘密警察，他说若果是要选择要退休金还是他的尊严，他不会为了拿退休金来到去染污他的人格的。那于是个秘密警察就告诉他，哎，你放弃啦，你都等了十年了。你错了，我不是等了十年了，我已经等了2000年了，我可以再等多几年的。 所以是全心忍耐去走，就是仍然都要很有耐性的去走。
Important as it is to run regardless of detractors, regardless of distractions, run patiently, it isn't enough. We must also run so as to finish.
咁第四点就是呢，唔单止要唔好理会嗰啲毁破我哋嘅人啦，亦都唔理嗰啲令到我哋分心嘅嘢啦，好有耐心咁嚟步跑啦，而最后亦都係一定要跑到终点嘅。
Another Olympic Games, this time in Mexico City, 1968. It was the marathon race, 26 miles, 385 yards. The first place runner crossed the finish line, then the second, and then the third, and so on. As the last runner, it would seem, straggled in, the spectators and camera crews noticed an ambulance with lights flashing several hundred yards up the course. The flashing lights warned the crowds not to surge onto the track as the race wasn't over yet. One runner remained on the track.
咁另外一个例子就係喺1968年喺墨西哥城一个奥运会啦。今次呢係一个马拉松赛喎，係20里385码。第一个已经跑到终点啦，跟住第二个啦，第三个啦，一路係咁样已经到终点啦。但係仍然有一个最后嘅好困难好困难咁样行咁样去跑。嗰啲观众同埋嗰啲摄影队呢留意到呢竟有架救伤车嗰啲灯斩下斩下响几百码嗰度喎。咁呢啲灯斩下斩下嘅意思呢就係去警告嗰啲群众呢、啊、你哋唔好跑入去个跑场嗰度啊，因为嗰场赛事都未完结㗎，仍然有一个人响个赛场度跑緊。
This fellow had come from a developing country in the two-thirds world. His nation had no funds for state-sponsored training programs. The people had simply sent him off with whatever encouragement they could press upon him. Now he was running with men whose economic privilege gave them enormous athletic advantage.
这个这样的人呢，就是从一个第二三世国家到来的。咁佢個國家因為冇錢去俾佢有一啲好好嘅訓練啊，或者好好嘅裝備咧，咁啊派佢出去出賽嘅時候咧，只係俾咗好多嘅鼓勵啊，啊你要努力前進啊，咁咧就派佢出去啦。咁而家佢就係同緊一啲啊嗰啲好有經濟條件栽培出嚟嘅運動員，而嗰啲運動員係好好咁裝備，就係要同佢哋嚟到去比賽啦。
This fellow, ambulance alongside him, would stagger a few feet, fall on his face, get up and stagger a few feet more, go down again, over and over until he had finally traversed the last several hundred yards. When asked why he had persevered at such price, he replied, "My people didn't send me here to win. They knew I had no chance of winning. My people didn't even send me here to compete. They knew I couldn't compete. They sent me here to finish."
这个人呢，那个救伤车呢，同埋佢一齐㗎，喺佢隔离嗰度，佢跑下跑下，跑几步又跌低，跑几步又跌低，但係佢都唔放弃，佢又会夹返身又再跑过又跌低，就係咁样啦。结果就啊，於是有人问佢啦，哇，乜嘢令到你咁有毅力㗎，你要付好大个代价㗎喎。咁佢就话啦，我國家派我出嚟比賽咧，佢知道我一定唔會贏嘅，佢唔係想我打算我贏嘅，亦都唔係派我嚟去競賽嘅，因為知道我根本上冇可能同人哋爭嘅。但係佢派我嚟係要完咗一場賽事。
It is only as we finish. Who cares if we get to our goal with our scraped knees scraped and our skin elbows skinned? It is only as we finish that we find ourselves admitted to the great cloud of witnesses in the company of our elder brother.Jesus.
所以我们是要去完成祂的。谁个理我们跑到损手烂脚，但是到得终点呢？当我们到终点的时候，我们就会和那一班在云彩的见证人一起了。而当然呢，我们的歌呢就是主耶稣了。
For he, Christ Jesus our Lord, has blazed the path to the finish line for us. He is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith.Throughout his earthly course, he remained undeflectable and undeterrable. Then, when it seemed, however resolute he might be, someone else, the evil one, might defeat him in the final showdown between living God and lethal opponent, And at that moment, God raised his son from the dead and installed him as the one who guarantees the homecoming of his people.
咁啊，主耶稣其实喺我哋嘅跑紧嘅路上咧，一路都光照紧我哋噶。吓，佢系我哋嘅信心创始成终噶啦。吓，虽然佢自己已经完咗佢一场赛事，吓，佢呢场赛事佢喺世上面佢跑嘅时候，从未被屈折过，亦都未试过受到阻挡退后。吓，佢只系好坚决咁样全心嚟到去跑。时时都有一个恶者好想令到佢偏离或者去制止佢，直至到最后一场胜负嘅战役系同神，亦话系一个杀伤性咧。当然主耶稣系被杀嘅，但系就响呢一刻，主耶稣就提升咗佢从死亡中复活嚟，以至系保障得到我哋所有相信佢嘅子民系会有机会翻到天堂嘅，因为主耶稣都战胜咗死亡。
Jesus Christ, the victorious one, has already run before us as the pioneer of our faith adventure. He is at this moment running alongside us as our companion throughout the adventure. He is ahead of us, urging us to keep our eyes fixed on him as we move towards him. Behind us, alongside us, ahead of us, our Lord is all of this at the same time.
主耶稣战胜所死亡，佢就系嗰个喺我哋前边系我哋信心嘅创始成终嗰一个，佢亦都系呢一刻喺我哋隔篱陪伴我哋跑紧人生呢一场路，亦都系佢喺我哋嘅前面催逼紧我哋要专心仰望佢嚟到去继续前进。佢喺我哋嘅后边同我哋一齐，喺我哋嘅前面，佢就系我哋嘅主，系永永远世世嘅主。
As we finish, we shall run into welcoming arms that hold us eternally. And our arrival home will delight our Lord, it will glorify His Father, and it will exalt us, the people of whom He will never be ashamed.
当我们跑到去终点的时候，就会有一个欢迎的手来到去拥抱我们，欢迎我们直至到永恒。而当我们到了天家的时候，主耶稣会好开心，亦都会将荣耀归俾天父，亦都会将我哋提升高举我哋，亦都唔会以我哋为耻，反而引我哋以我哋为佢嘅荣耀。
Amen.